always trying to impart knowledge to those of us who might know an awful lot about it. And Astronomy for Beginners is a new series of classes that launch tomorrow.
That's right, yes. We do this twice a year, usually at the end of January and then in October. And the idea is to give people, over the course of 8 Wednesdays, a smattering of knowledge about the entire universe. So we're going to tell everybody about everything from the Big Bang to black holes, right the way down to simple practical tips to learn your way around the stars, the constellations, and even how to choose to use a telescope if you want to explore that side of the hobby. There's a full list of the 8 different topics on our website, astronomy.ie, but it should really cover everything you ever wanted to know about astronomy, but were afraid to ask.
And David, what is the fascination with it? You know, it's very difficult to understand, certainly for someone like myself who would have an interest in it but doesn't really understand so much of it. What is the fascination, do you think?
Well, it's the ultimate story of where did we all come from? Why are we here? What way does the universe work? And, you know, I often think if the politicians knew more about the universe that created them and the individual subatomic particles that make absolutely everything in the universe work, it would have put life into a bit of perspective. And that's sort of one of the big questions for me. And, you know, knowing that a lot of greats like Isaac Newton, even Stephen Hawking more recently, will pass on without knowing exactly how the universe does or doesn't work, is one of the great conundrums of our time. Here we are trying to fathom it all out. We now know a huge amount about what goes on, from the tiny subatomic particles in the universe to the huge picture of the Big Bang and where it might be going in the future. That's an absolutely fascinating topic. That even if you talk to someone who claims they have no interest in astronomy, you realize that they do think about things like this. I mean, we all have to contemplate the meaning of reality and existence because we're stuck in it, like it or not. But on, you know, the less deep side, looking through telescopes, galaxies and star clusters, or watching the pictures in our magazine and trying to figure out, you know, what's this galaxy about? What's this star cloud about? What's this black hole evidence about? I mean, if you're a curious individual, and human beings are, you want to know more. And that's why we set up the classes. We designed them so they would cover every aspect, but for people who don't have a scientific training, so no science knowledge required, no mathematics. There is plenty to show people in the universe without getting technical about it. There are advanced classes we run during the summer for those who want to go a bit further. And if you want to go ultimately, you can do degrees in this subject. But the idea of the classes starting tomorrow, Wednesday, is that it's going to teach members of the public who realize they're fascinated by this a bit about everything with a really expert tutor from the world's most popular astronomy society in the comfort of your own home because it's online. How could you go wrong?
You mentioned the black hole there, and I was reading something about this earlier today or yesterday, perhaps. I mean, I still can't get my head around what this exactly is. In layman's terms, can you explain that to me?
Yeah, black holes are really fascinating topics. I mean, they've made Hollywood movies about them, and they feature in lots of science fiction movies as well, because they're probably the most exotic things in the universe after the Big Bang itself. They're two real things to ponder. And the whole idea is this. On the Earth, if you can launch a rocket at 25,000 miles an hour, as it goes up, the Earth's gravity will slow it down, but not enough that it will eventually pull it back. So go 20,000 miles an hour, you will eventually fall back to the Earth. But go more than 25,000 miles an hour, you actually escape the Earth altogether. And long before Albert Einstein realized the forms for gravity that would explain all this, people thought, well, ultimately, maybe there's a speed at which even light can't escape, because they knew the speed of light was about 186,000 miles per second. But if the object's big enough, much bigger than the Earth, even light's not going to be able to escape. So if you shine anything onto it, the light goes in and never reflects back out. So they were black, therefore, would swallow up everything. And it turns out they have all kinds of crazy effects on time, space, and they push our theories of the universe to the absolute limit and technically beyond because there's some things that happen that we realize we're going to need a new form of physics to explain it. So there'll be a lot more and diagrams and other explanations to explain all that in the evening classes. But that's the bottom line. Light can't escape. They're black, and they do crazy things to time.
And will all of this then be covered in the course? I think the course lasts for 7 or 8 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Everything like that will be covered. That's one real fascinating area that people have lots of questions about. And our tutor, you know, was a young kid of interest in astronomy who grew up to do a science degree. So he understands what it's like to start off knowing nothing, but ultimately has the training to actually explain the complicated topics to people. So we've got a real expert, John Campbell. He's actually a YouTuber with over 50,000 followers from explaining the universe. And, you know, we carefully pick our tutors to make sure they can not only give the course content, which, as I said, aimed at beginners, so it's not that complicated, but also answer the tricky questions for anyone who does want to ask those difficult questions like you're asking. And there are some questions to which we have no answers yet. And that's a fascinating aspect. There are thousands of scientists working on all this all year round. And, you know, we love publishing the stories of the latest discoveries on each area in Astronomy Ireland magazine every month, especially if it's an Irish angle. There are Irish researchers, because the Irish did help build the Hubble Space Telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope. It's actually an Irishman leading the team that is building the biggest telescope the world has ever seen. Should come online in a couple of years, costing 1.2 billion euros. And an Irishman, Professor Tom Ray, if you read the magazine, you'll know all about him, who's the head of the whole organization that's doing this as a conglomerate of European countries. So we're right at the cutting edge of astronomy. I mean, Astronomy Ireland is the world's most popular astronomy society, but our research community is batting way above the average as well. So Ireland's a great place to do astronomy, despite our weather.
And David, when you talk about researchers, whether Irish or otherwise, I mean, what are they researching? What are they hoping to discover that they don't know now?
Well, we could talk for hours about that. I mean, we talked about black holes, so people are still trying to figure them out. You may remember the story that hit the headlines 2 or 3 years ago about the first picture of a black hole. There's Irish people involved in that. But, you know, coming back then, what about, are we alone in the universe? Is this the only planet where life evolved? We don't think so, based on what we think happened on the Earth. There may have been a few unique things that happened on the Earth. That means it didn't happen anywhere else in the universe. But people are trying to find evidence for life on planets going around distant stars. Ireland actually is very good at doing that. Our New Year lecture was all about that, in fact. So, you know, they're studying that. They're studying subatomic particles. You know, there's 10 billion euros, some of Irish taxpayers' money, being invested in the Large Hadron Collider on the Swiss-French border to try and figure out the basic building blocks of the universe. And, you know, you could just go on and on and on with all the things that scientists, inquiring minds. And remember, these were all young kids at one stage that ended up with a fascination about the universe, that took it up as a career. We don't all have to do that. And Astronomy is very much on the sidelines watching this. It's like listening to professional football players and the huge crowds watching them. You know, it's the same with astronomy. There are millions of people fascinated by what's being discovered every month. That love to read Astronomy Ireland magazine. And then there's, you know, the actual scientists themselves who spent a lifetime studying this subject to the cutting edge of their science.
Can it be reduced then to two questions, David? Basically, where did we come from and where are we going?
And you want me to answer those now, yeah?
Yes.
Well, in
kind of layman's language and in a couple of minutes, I know that might be an impossibility, but have a go.
I'll whet your appetite for the talk about the evening class about the Big Bang. We're pretty sure now the universe did form in a tiny point, smaller than an individual atom, that expanded from nothing. And believe it or not, that's allowed by the laws of physics, the same laws that make your mobile phone work. There's about a trillion transistors in your mobile phone, and they all rely on an effect that only happens to subatomic particles. So the science of that is well understood because commercial engineers, you know, are making trillions off the scientists who figured all this out around the 1950s. So the Big Bang, exactly how small was it? And then when I was a kid, we didn't know really what happened in the first 3 minutes. There was even a famous book written by a Nobel Prize winner, The First 3 Minutes. Steven Weinberg, I think, was his name. And now, we're pretty sure we know what happened in a naught point and then write down 35 zeros and one of a second. We're pretty sure we know what happened that close to the Big Bang, a trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second. We're not sure what happened before that. That's what they're working on at the moment. So the universe, very quick recap, it's extremely hot when it exploded like this. It took thousands of years for the first atoms to form because it was so hot. 300,000, 400,000 years, the universe was too hot for matter like us to exist. Then the first gas clouds were formed. They made the first stars. They made the first galaxies. The whole universe is expanding, not because it's really exploding, but because the space it's made of is stretching. And we only found out recently, last decade or two, that that fabric, the speed at which it's stretching, is actually accelerating. You'd expect gravity would slow it up, but no, something is stretching it and overcoming gravity. We don't know what it is. We've given it the words dark energy, which means almost nothing. And scientists are working and they're really scratching their heads about what that's about. So you've got what started in the first fraction of a second of the Big Bang right the way up, and you asked what's going to happen in the future. We just don't know. If this expansion continues, eventually the universe will rip itself apart and nothing can exist. And if that doesn't happen, black holes will gobble up everything in the universe. And Stephen Hawking showed that black holes don't last forever. They vanish in a puff of radiation after a very long period of time. That's been proven. And if all that fascinates you, that's what the evening classes are about.
And if you want to be a participant, how do they make contact with you? How do they join up?
Yeah, well, astronomy on the general public, all 8 million people on this island. We don't even mind people from abroad looking in. So just go to our website, astronomy.ie. That's all you have to remember. The evening classes are featured, obviously, this week. But even under events or classes, you'll see it on the website there. Sign up. And you can watch it on the smartphone from the comfort of your own home. You can watch it on your TV or laptop with the whole family. And just sit back and enjoy the 2 hours every Wednesday evening. There's a break in the middle to stretch your legs, get a cup of coffee or whatever. And then you can ask questions at the end if there's any that you didn't understand. And you've got the world's most popular astronomy society. Answer any questions beyond that. There'll even be a practical telescope session held for people into that side of it during the classes as well. But sign up. If you're not a member, it doesn't matter. We'll actually give you a subscription to the magazine included in the course fee. There are other courses around the world that do this. They're roughly twice the cost. They're not run by the world's most popular astronomy society, which has spent nearly 40 years catering to the general public. So we think we know what we're doing. And thousands of people have taken these classes. It's going to be a fun way to expand your knowledge of the universe. Astronomy.ie will do the rest for you.
David, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. The enthusiasm, I have to say, is infectious. Look, we leave it there. As always, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.
My pleasure.
Control to Major Tom.